Jack and Diane. Two American kids doing best they can.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major escalation over the weekend in the Middle East. A drone strike killed three U.S. military personnel and injured 34 others at a base in Jordan. President Biden's blamed Iranian-backed militias. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC.
We're not looking for a broader war in the region. We certainly aren't looking for a conflict with Iran. But make no mistake, Iran is supporting these groups. They're resourcing them, training them, certainly not discouraging these attacks at all. We know they support the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas.
U.S. is vowing to retaliate. The U.S. also one of several countries that suspended funding for the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees after Israel alleged 12 employees were involved in the October 7th attack. The Senate close to releasing the text of a bipartisan border agreement with the White House, but House Republicans say it does not go far enough. And Kate, the Princess of Wales, out of the hospital after abdominal surgery. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Over $700,000 will be used to help agricultural producers and small rural business owners invest in renewable energy, decrease energy costs, and generate new income. The funding was announced Friday by Senator Tammy Baldwin and comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program. Pro-choice activists with Madison Abortion and Reproductive Rights Coalition for Healthcare demonstrated outside of the Wisconsin State Capitol on Saturday in a bid to galvanize elected officials. The noon gathering attracted several dozens who led chants and listened to speakers. Others worked to gather signatures on a petition the group intends to deliver to members of the state legislature. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by the Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and staying mild today as high temperatures soar to the upper 30s. More snow continues to melt and some spotty sprinkles roll in this evening. This could flip to some freezing drizzle early tomorrow morning, and then a few flurries are possible as well as winds begin to whip. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, ate in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
It's a 99.7
Max FM.
Don't mean nothing. There is Richard Marx, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Going back to 1987 for that one, Finn. It is 11 minutes after 8 right now. You know, we talked about Richard Marx a little earlier this morning, how he called out a rude concert goer for yelling stuff out in the middle of an acoustic ballad. And I was like, oh, we need to pull in some Richard Marx this morning. Everybody needs a good mullet early in the morning. So that's what we have to do.
You know what? I don't know if you remember this, but this was
it was like several years ago. Okay.
Okay.
He was on, I think it was a Korean Air flight.
Okay.
With his wife. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there was a big incident on the flight, and he helped kind of pacify an unruly sure. and intoxicated passenger on the flight. So I don't know if this is Richard Marx's destiny in life,
right?
Is that he has to pacify intoxicated passengers, because wow, I mean,
he's got a track history at this point,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of cool, though. Not everybody has the guts to do those things. So I do applaud people who can jump into scenarios like that and be like, hey, listen up for just a minute. You're being obnoxious. You're being rude. So I do applaud him for that. And again, when you go to a show, I mean, granted, you buy the tickets, but you're not entitled to just scream things, rude things at the artist as they perform. I mean, we've been seeing this time and time again. How many artists just a few months ago basically had to tell people to quit throwing things at them while they were on stage, because some of them were legitimately getting hurt by some of the objects floating up onto the stage and getting hit in the head, and somebody got like an eye cut during one performance not too long ago, and all of that kind of stuff. You're not entitled to just do whatever you want because you bought a ticket. I mean, they're still human beings and they're still trying to make a living. Granted, it's more than the rest of us will ever make in a lifetime, but at the same time, you know, you're not entitled to do those things when you go to a show or scream at them obscenities or whatever the lady happens to
scream. I mean, he shows up to perform. Okay,
yeah.
You feel bad for everybody else that's in the audience that actually came to the concert to just hear the music.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, and everybody's there to have a good time. Why do you have to be the killjoy out of the whole thing, right?
Too many drinks.
Yeah. I know. This is why drinks are good, but yet bad all at the same time. Yeah. No inhibitions when we get those in front of us. Everybody thinks they can do whatever they want when they get a drink or two. It's kind of like what social media did to individuals as well.
Exactly.
All right. So quickly, I want to talk about our cute little puppies and kitties over at the Sauk County Humane Society, because then we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about some more celebrities and things that went down this weekend and things like that. But if you're looking to add a new furry friend to your home, Finn, Sauk County Humane Society, they've got you covered. And we've got a couple of dandy little pets of the week. My goodness. Let's start with Hank, our 1.5-year-old husky pity mix. He was adopted and returned to the Humane Society, no fault of his own. He's very sweet, sometimes a little shy. He loves to go for walks and play in the yard as well. Now, he has played with other dogs. He can be a little submissive, though, at times. He's also played with some of the youth volunteers and done really well with them. He enjoys toys. He will work for treats, and he's been available since August and really just tired of the kennel life right now. So he's hoping his forever home is in the very immediate future. Now, of course, Hank is neutered. He'll be microchipped and up to date on all of his vaccines before he goes home, but he's just a little love. He's beautiful, too. He's got like a dark color coat with some white in there, and then the most beautiful blue eyes you've ever seen. You can tell the husky comes in at that point.
But yeah. You know, just, we're kind of redundant, are we? Every week we talk about how good looking these pets are, but they really are.
They really are. They could be on a calendar, best pets of Sauk County or something, because they're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. And then, of course, we've got our cat of the week, who happens to be Nolan. Nolan is 2 years old. He's a brown and gold tabby mix. He's a great mix of chill and playfulness. He's a sweet and mellow guy. He enjoys toys, tall scratchers to stretch out, and he likes to calmly explore new areas. He enjoys being entertained with wand toys, scooting through cat tunnels, and then he's going to purr his way into your heart and take some time to take a nap on your lap as well. He is neutered. He'll be up to date on vaccines and microchipped before he goes home. Just a beautiful boy, Nolan
is. He's a sweetheart.
So, yes, absolutely. So if you're looking for a new kitty friend, Nolan might be it. Lots of pets available right now looking for really great homes at the Sauk County Humane Society. And if you want to help out these shelter pets, remember that there's a new volunteer orientation that's actually going to be held this coming Saturday. That is February 3rd. You can fill out an adult or a youth application on the website and really just volunteer in any capacity. They need people to work directly with the animals, do a little cleaning, do some desk work, do transport, help with special events. So really whatever you're looking for, they're going to be able to put you to work. And you can really get in here and help out animals like Hank and Nolan and all of the other amazing pets over at the Sauk County Humane Society. But to check out photos, to get some descriptions, saukhumane.org. Oh, you're not going to go wrong with either one of these two, that's for sure. Now, I said I wanted to talk about some celebrity stuff going on. So let's start with the Super Bowl, of course. We know that it is now set for the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, and it's Super Bowl 58. And if you're one of those people who had no idea who won those games yesterday, don't worry, because a poll found that 1 in 11 TV viewers have no idea who's playing in the Super Bowl until they actually turn on the game. And 9% of people who plan to watch the Super Bowl say they won't know which teams are playing until the game officially starts.
Okay.
All right. See, you're not watching then for the game. You're watching because you want to party, have a few drinks, some really great snacks, watch Usher take his shirt off during the halftime show, and see some really crazy commercials too, right? Now, here are a few more statistics for Super Bowl 58. The average viewer will only watch 29 minutes of the game itself. Yeah, that checks out. 1 in 6 said less than 20. Each quarter is 15 minutes, duh. So unless there's overtime, that's 60 minutes of gameplay. The whole event lasts 3 to 4 hours. Only a third of us can actually name last year's Super Bowl champs. By the way, it was the Kansas City Chiefs. We've been like watching them in the Super Bowl for the last 20 years in a row. It feels like it, not the case, but they've now been to the Super Bowl 4 of the past 5 years. So see, I wasn't too far off. They've won 2 of those 4, by the way, so far. Let's see. A lot of us just want to socialize at Super Bowl parties. Yeah, that's why you have no idea who's actually playing in the game. 77% agree it's rude to stand around and gab near the TV. So 23%, really what that tells me is think it's fine to stand right in front of the TV while everybody else is trying to watch it and have a good conversation. That's what essentially it tells me. Hosting a party and thinking of upgrading your TV for Super Bowl? Well, the top things that we will buy before hosting a Super Bowl party include a new grill. That probably checks for all of those appetizers and good food. A new TV, new dishes, and maybe even a new couch. See, I would wait until after the Super Bowl party to do the dishes and the couch, especially if things get rowdy. But that's that's just me. I'm just thinking it out for you. And then finally, the food at a Super Bowl party, really important to most of us. 77% say good food and good snacks are essentials for your party. The top 5 Super Bowl snacks in order include chips, dips, hot dogs, pizza, and burgers. See, it's at the Super Bowl that I pull out all the crock pots. I mean, we have tons of stuff going, lots of dips, and it really just sits there through the entire thing. Because if you're hungry at the start, you can start having a few snacks. If you want to eat in the middle of it, you can have a few snacks. It's really just a smorgasbord of whatever you want through the entire thing, and there's always desserts and things like that to go with it. But it's just a big buffet night is essentially what we do at our house for Super Bowl.
And is it just you? It's just you and the family, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you
sometimes don't have we'll have a friend over. Or two come over, but usually it's just us. You know, this year Max is actually he doesn't have class until about 10 on Monday morning, so if the weather's decent, he doesn't really want to sit. And he likes our Super Bowl festivities mainly because Mom cooks a lot of food, so he's actually thinking about coming home and then getting up early and going back to Milwaukee if the weather's decent and hanging out with us on Super Bowl Sunday. It feels like a holiday, right? For years, people have been trying to get the Monday after Super Bowl as a national holiday because it is officially the least productive day at work for most of Americans. So I guess that would check out. I mean, you're tired. You've had a few adult beverages. You're in a food coma yet. All of that good stuff. So it would check that we don't really do a whole lot on the Monday after Super Bowl. Now, of course, with the Kansas City Chiefs going to the Super Bowl, we're going to have to see a whole lot of Taylor Swift over the next few weeks. But there was a really great moment, I will say, of her and Travis Kelce on the field yesterday after the Chiefs defeated the Ravens. And it was just a really sweet, real moment between a couple who's trying to live life, I think, as normally in the spotlight as they absolutely can. So I will say that I have a little respect for them just trying to be as normal as they can with cameras constantly in their face, because no other players had that many cameras around them. Let me tell you, at that point in time, especially when she made her way onto the field, because every camera in the whole facility was on Taylor Swift, which, duh, she's going to command a crowd at this point. Honestly, I'm a little disappointed in some respects that the Lions didn't make it to the Super Bowl, because I was hoping for like a battle royale between Taylor Swift and Eminem. Honestly, I mean, like, which camera is going to pan first kind of thing, but we didn't unfortunately get that. But speaking of Taylor Swift, this is really kind of a gross story, and I'm sure you've heard heard about this. But there's been AI-generated pornographic images of her, and they're continuing to make headlines, including with the White House has had to speak out about this. Microsoft has had to speak out about these images. SAG-AFTRA has had to speak out about these images, all condemning the problem and really calling for legal protections. Now, these images, if you haven't seen them, they're crude. They are absolutely awful. And they started circulating on social media last week with one of the images earning 47 million views on Twitter or X or whatever the heck we're calling it these days before the account was suspended. Now, over the weekend, X even cut off all searches for Swift's name to help stop the spread of these images because, well, her legal team is involved too. She is a billionaire. She is one of the most important people on this planet right now. So if her lawyers get involved, I think you're doing everything you can to stop this, right? Because it's just the power that she has right now. These images apparently were made with Microsoft's generative AI tool called Designer, and they were traced back to a Telegram group chat where members shared AI content. Now, the Microsoft CEO even spoke out on NBC News this weekend and said that the company finds the images alarming and terrible and are going to move fast to fight non-consensual, sexually explicit deepfake images. Well, this is where AI takes us, right? I mean, we've talked about it a little before, and I don't want to get into a conversation so much about the rights and wrongs of AI, but essentially, this is where it's going to take us. And this is why I think AI is so frightening, because if you can do this to somebody like Taylor Swift, think of what AI can do to just regular folks who don't have the power to fight the legal system or all of these companies, right? So I think it gets a little scary, but she's taking it kind of in stride. I mean, she understands where her celebrity dumb is at this point, but it's still gross. It's still gross that this is even happening and even a thing that anybody has to worry about, whether they're famous or not.
But there's going to have to be a point where this stuff, there is some type of regulation on, on these, you know, this stuff, because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you have some of those weird off-branch chat rooms and sites like the Telegram where all of this stuff, you know, things like this kind of generate and start. And unfortunately, I don't know how you're going to basically put reins on it. You know, that's the thing that kind of bothers me.
Because you can't
most.
Copyright an AI image, right?
Right. I mean, I believe that's correct. Yeah.
So somebody's going to have to step in and just, you know, put the boundary on this.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're gross. You can't search for Taylor Swift on social media right now if you're trying, or if you're somebody who really thinks that you need to see these images. No, you don't. They're kind of being shut down at this point. But it was kind of good to see her in good spirits, especially with the Chiefs getting a win, even though it appalled most of the rest of the nation who loves football. But at the same time, it was good to see her in good spirits and not letting this really bother her. You got to think, though, with somebody of her celebrity like status at this point, that she's got a lot of stuff just kind of roll off her back, even if it's hard, it's painful, and it's disgusting like these images are.
Right.
I mean, I think you have to hear those types of things from celebrities all the time, but it's really awful that they have to be put in that position to let something this disgusting just kind of roll, right? Like, nobody should be put to that kind of scrutiny. I mean, it's been a big week for her too. Her stalker was outside of her apartment in New York a couple of different times and been arrested a couple of different times. So, I mean, when you get to the status that she's at, you also expect a lot of ick to happen in the meantime. And these, unfortunately, are just a couple instances of the ick, I think, that she has to deal with. So
the thing that I appreciated in the footage of her going down on the field with Travis was that she knows when to pull back.
Yes.
And, you know, when it's his moment, you know, she knows when
she didn't
to
make it all about her.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciated that.
No, and I do too. You know, and I think she's trying to live. I mean, if you've ever heard her talk in interviews, she has said that she absolutely cannot live a normal life. She is very aware of how non-normal her life is, but she does her best every single day to do things that are normal so she doesn't feel like it's so abnormal, if that makes sense. And there was actually an interview she did right before Barbara Walters passed away, with Barbara Walters talking about that exact aspect of her life. Because Barbara Walters said, "Do you feel normal?" And she's like, "No, absolutely not. I mean, how many people have to walk around with security all the time?" But at the same time, she's like, "It's why I still go out to dinner with my friends, though, and I go to other concerts, and I do this, and I do that, because if you start losing those aspects of normal life, you lose who you are, is essentially what she said. So I do appreciate the fact that she understands who she is, what she entails, and all of, but I mean, anything when you're talking about this kind of stuff, like the images and having a stalker outside your apartment, that's the kind of stuff nobody needs to deal with. I don't care how big of a celebrity
you are. I mean,
we're
not going to be here bemoaning how rough it is to be a celebrity, but at the same time, because they are in the spotlight so much, I mean, there have just been so many examples over, you know, how many years, you know, I mean, Jodie Foster had her stalker, and it's just doesn't turn out. It doesn't turn out well. So.
No, it usually doesn't. So, you know, at least though people are aware, and I guess maybe if it took a name like Taylor Swift to be attached to something this disgusting with the AI images, then maybe this is where we get regulation. You know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting
we'll
to
see
how this is handled because I don't know how you handle AI at this point. There's really no rules. There's no regulations. It's like this big gray new area of a new world, and I'm not sure anybody's quite prepared for what it can actually do if put into the wrong hands, like we're seeing right now. So shall be interesting to see what happens, but I don't know, all of it's very strange to me, and I've said it before, AI is one of those things that absolutely terrifies me. It really does, just because of this kind of ick that is associated with it.
Again,
or can
if we
be.
Put it towards things that are good, then we're fine.
But I don't see, I watch the news on a daily basis. I see a lot of people not doing great things in this world, so it kind of scares me that this is the hands that this kind of stuff is going to fall into. Is all I'm saying. But and she's living her best life, right? Out on the field with Travis Kelce, and now Taylor Swift's going to the Super Bowl, because she might as well go too. I mean, she might as well go too, with as much as we've heard about her this year and seen her on camera during the NFL games. Taking a look at this forecast right now, partly to mostly cloudy today, 38 for a high. Drizzle tonight, maybe some freezing drizzle as well. We could see a few snowflakes mixed in there, some fog as well, 32 for our low. And mostly cloudy, 37 tomorrow. We are talking 40s by midweek, though, Finn, which is going to be, that's going to be spectacular. I mean, was it last week, the week before, where we were like negative 25 with the wind chills? Now we're talking 40.
Frigid.
I'm all about this. I'm okay with that. Less layers when I'm walking Aspen. That's always what it's all about as well.
But there's going to be a slingshot effect, right? I mean, we're going to go back to some chilly temperatures.
Looks like we could. I mean, nothing like what we had before. Nothing. It does, as of right now, it doesn't look like anything like 25 below with the wind chills, but maybe, you know, upper 20s, low 30s again. Okay. It is winter in Wisconsin after all.
Exactly.
We don't need spring to come too early, because that means it just gets 95 way too early. So we got to have a happy medium in there somewhere, I guess. Right now it's 29.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
It's 8:30 right now. We hope that your Monday is going well so far. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it. It's Billy Ocean now with Caribbean Queen on Max FM.
She's simply awesome. Ooh. She dashed by me in painted on jeans. And don't hesitate, cause she was the cream. In the blink of an eye, I knew her number and her name. Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:33 right now. And my poor husband, he is having a morning, Finn. He is just not loving his trip out of town. He's been texting me all morning. And the first text I got from him was, do you know what's really annoying? And I said, no, what's that? And he said, being woken up at 4:50 in the morning by a truck on the interstate doing a Jake break. So he had that. And then he finally got back to sleep. And then apparently there was concrete being jackhammered at one point in the area, so that woke him up way earlier than he wanted to be. And then he just went to try to get ready for his day before a bunch of Zoom meetings, and he apparently the sink in his hotel leaks water, and his razor bag with all of his toiletries, his razor, everything in it soaks up water really, really well, so everything is absolutely soaked now morning. So he's having that kind of Monday. So if your Monday is going way better than that, then yeah, you're in a much better mood than my poor husband, who is in Green Bay right now, hating life on a Monday morning.
Hopefully that's not a sign of what the rest of the week is going to be like.
Usually these out-of-town trips are pretty much just like this, just like that. So it's really kind of unfortunate for him. Sometimes he'll have a good time. Most of the time, they are not. They are just like this. So it's not always a good deal. Anyway, I just hope everybody else is having a better Monday.
Yes. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you a question. Does it feel like half the people that you encounter on a daily basis are kind of self-absorbed jerks? I mean, we have this conversation periodically. Some of us in this world are a little entitled to things. Mm-hmm. And if you have that feeling when you're, you know, just trying to go out and about, do your thing, it turns out that you're probably right, because a new study looked at the states with the most narcissists in them. And they checked how often people Google things across four different categories: wanting to learn about narcissists, narcissists in relationships, narcissists in families, and even narcissists at work. So things like, is my boss a narcissist? Now, surprisingly, bosses aren't the top person that we actually wonder about. It's our moms that we're wondering about whether or not they're narcissistic. So searches like, is my mom a narcissist, ranks absolutely first. Then it's my husband, boyfriend, wife, partner, dad, friend, girlfriend, sister. Boss actually comes in number 10. Maybe that's because, you know, we have to spend more time with those other people on the list and we just see our boss at work. Who knows, right? Well, according to the results, the five states with the most narcissists include Texas, Iowa. Is that really that surprising? I don't know. New Hampshire, Maine, and Indiana. Hawaii actually has the least narcissists, according to this particular study. The city with the most narcissists, and this is not surprising at all because it's a landslide, New York City. That makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Not surprising, since CEOs are most likely to be narcissists and psychopaths. That would make a whole lot of sense. Even though Texas is the most narcissistic state, Austin was rated the least narcissistic city overall. This is some heavy psychology that this study got into, honestly. Now, I looked at their full report because I wanted to see how we were doing in our particular area. You know, the Midwest, Wisconsin in general, all of that good stuff. So in case you're wondering, here in Wisconsin, we rank middle of the pack. We basically come in at number 22 of all the 50 states as being one of the most narcissistic. So not too bad, right? So we can kind of, maybe losing Aaron Rodgers maybe helped us out too. Going to New York, I don't know. But so we're not doing too bad here in New York or in Wisconsin. But if you look at the other states around us, Illinois, kind of narcissistic. They came in at number 11, but you got Chicago. So again, if you're looking at sheer population, CEOs, all of that kind of stuff, you're probably going to get a bigger number there. Minnesota came in number 19 on this list. So again, you're thinking maybe more CEOs and things in the metro, the Minneapolis area. Michigan, basically towards the bottom of the list, they come in at number 30 as far as how narcissistic they are. And my home state of South Dakota, because I always like to look this stuff up, they came in number 33 on the list, which I pretty much expected them to be towards the bottom. But it is interesting. It is interesting how self-absorbed a lot of people can be, right?
Well, yeah, but what's the definition of narcissist, though? I mean,
they don't define that for us.
So if they're telling us mothers are more narcissistic,
right?
I mean, how are you defining that?
Sure. That makes sense. And I don't have a definition of what they used for narcissistic, but I totally see what you mean. And
you know what I mean? I mean, like, if you're selfish, I don't know if that makes you narcissistic
right
necessarily.
And with moms, and if you're going to lump mom into a narcissist because of selfishness, I don't know if it's always selfishness because she wants things to be her way or if she's just trying to be overly protective of the kids. And do you know what I'm saying?
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, yeah. What defines, sure. You know, being narcissistic?
I think that would be an important point to know in this particular study as far as what the criteria for being narcissistic was. Because if you're just doing it off of basic Google searches, that's kind of lame. Like, give me an actual definition of what that person's traits are and what they should look like. Because I know some actual true narcissists in this world, right? And then I know other people who get a little self-absorbed about certain things here and there. We all do. I mean, I think all of us have a tendency, if you're talking pure selfishness, sure. To be a little narcissistic every now and then, right? Because we're humans, we're flawed. So I think it is an important distinction that they don't make in this particular study.
But and you've had those discussions probably with people where you'll be talking to them and for half an hour they'll go on about themselves, sure. And their own life and everything else, and they won't even ask you how you're right. Doing anything like that. It's all so, again, you know, self-absorbed. But again, right. I'm not sure if that makes you narcissistic. Maybe it does. I don't know.
I guess it would be interesting to see what the clinical definition is and how they used that clinical definition or parts of it in this right. Particular survey. Now, I'm looking at the cities with the most and least narcissists, though. And this is an interesting list. And it would make sense if you're going based off of the pure selfish aspect of it, right? We mentioned New York was number one. But then you have places like San Jose, California at number three, Philadelphia at number five, you've got Los Angeles at number eight, San Francisco ties actually at number eight, and then you've got Nashville that comes in at number 10 on the list. And I'm wondering there if you've got like music producers, record executives, country stars, all of that kind of stuff, so that would make sense as well. Then if you look at the least narcissistic cities in the country, we mentioned Austin is the least narcissistic, so interesting that it's in Texas, but then you have cities like Denver, Colorado that also make the top 10, Charlotte, North Carolina, Las Vegas, Nevada. I think that's just because you have such a mix and eclectic vibe of people into the city because of the tourism. So that would make sense. Boston is one of the least narcissistic. And then interestingly enough, Milwaukee actually comes in at number 10 as one of the least narcissistic cities in the country. But it's not a huge city. It's not a huge city in comparison to some of the other ones
that
we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so you don't have the type of big, big business that you have in some of these other places. You don't have the music industry or the theater industry or the movie industry like Los yeah. Angeles or something. Mm-hmm. So it is an interesting conversation, though, and it's kind of makes you think that when you go out and you start dealing with people, like, you have to put on your filters a little bit more and be like, huh, how narcissistic is this person actually? That's how it uh-huh. makes me feel, you know. And when I go into a store on a daily basis, I see a lot of, we'll call them the Karens of the world, right? Because they would kind of fit into that category of being a little self-absorbed, a little selfish, a little narcissistic, if that's your actual
definition.
So what
are the traits then? How do you perceive it? How do you define
to me, a narcissist is somebody who is very self-absorbed and doesn't realize how self-absorbed they are, where it becomes a detriment to them and other people around them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it really becomes so impactful that they're hurting everybody else around them. And that's how I see a narcissist to be, or at least that's been my experience with even kind of the low key ones. Now, I know sometimes you have, you know, if you watch crime shows, as I love to do, they'll describe some of their serial killers as narcissists, but then they also mm-hmm. have other psychopathic tendencies too, obviously, because we're dealing with serial killers and mass murder at that point. So this yeah. is a whole different ball game. But I guess if you're just talking like a narcissist on a daily basis, then it's somebody who's somebody so self-absorbed they can't see the bigger picture of what life is actually about and realize there's other people who are amongst them at the same time, you know? Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I describe it. And I know a few of those people. And like I said, I'm not innocent. There's times in my life that I can have the same exact qualities, because, again, you get a little hung up on the things that are going on in your world and forget that sometimes there's other people with other stuff going
sure.
on. So
sure.
we're just humans, Finn.
Yeah. We're trying to get through it all, right?
We're not perfect. None of us are perfect. I also also see a narcissist as being someone who thinks that they do absolutely no wrong. Speaking of being perfect, right?
Yeah.
I know when I'm not being perfect. I know that I'm not perfect on a daily basis. And I will always have my Dexter to keep me humble in that respect. Let's just say that.
He'll drop you down a few pegs.
Oh, always. Always. There is nobody in this world that if you think that you are doing something amazingly well who will make you feel like you could really try a lot harder in life than Dexter. But it's funny because he's totally self-aware that he also needs to try things and do things better in his life. So he's not trying to put himself on a pedestal. He's just like, no, we could do that a whole lot better. One of my favorite stories about Dexter, and this goes back to when he was maybe 4 or 5 years old. So I've been a stay-at-home mom a long time, right? And, you know, there are certain times in life that you got to actually leave the house and you got to look presentable, especially when the kids are little. And Max had a piano recital, but it was a volunteer thing at a nursing home in Minnesota when we lived there, right? And so it was a snowy, cold, awful February day. We did it around Valentine's Day. This is when his teacher always decided they were going to do this thing with at the nursing home. It was a snowy, cold, just brutally windy, yucky, just typical Minnesota winter, right? So I get Max dressed up because he's going to perform in front of this elderly group of people, and I want him to look very nice. And I threw on some sweatpants, right? Like just nicer sweatpants, nothing. It was just like a full outfit. Like it wasn't, you know, what I would just wear to do my laundry around home. Some right. decent sneakers, because once we got done there, I had to run to the store. And so I knew I was going to be walking around and doing all that stuff. Plus, I wasn't performing. I was just taking the kids so he could. Dexter didn't see me before he left, and he was hanging out with his dad downstairs watching a movie. And we get home, and he comes upstairs, and he looks at his brother, and he goes, "Where were you guys?" And I said, "Well, your brother had to go play at the nursing home." He looks his brother up and down, and he goes, "You look very nice, bro." And Max goes, "Thanks." And Max is about 8 at the time, and he looks over at me, and he goes, "You look adequate." I was like, wow, all right, okay, feeling good now. Sure glad I went out like this. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then at one point in time, he had a rating system for how I looked. It was the best thing ever. From mom going out to mom staying home to do the laundry. And so that was my rating system of how it was. So I got a lot of adequates over the years as far as my wardrobe choices.
Have you ever been caught like that where you're dressed for a certain reason, you know, comforts, right. whatever,
sure.
and then you get busted while you're out in public
yes.
because
oh, yeah.
you're just wearing sweats or yes. lounge pants or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like,
all the
oh.
time. Because yeah. most of my wardrobe is, like, I spend a lot of time at the grocery stores, right? Or doing errands and picking up, you know, different toiletry things. This is what I do. Putting gas in the car. This is what my daily life is.
Right. You don't put on a formal gown
no,
for stuff
I don't.
Like that.
And usually I just run out my yoga pants, a sweatshirt that's about 6 sizes too big, and sometimes sweats in a sweatshirt that's 6 sizes too big, because I don't care. I don't care. Mm-hmm. My groceries don't care what I look like. If you really honestly care that much about what I look like, then our priorities are completely different. Honestly, that's how I feel about it. I know I don't look great. I don't care, because I just want to get my stuff and I just want to get home. Like, that's right. all I care about.
Exactly.
I'm there for a mission. There have probably been times when I've walked past people that I know in the store, because when I go into a store, I've got my head buried in my list. I'm just trying to get from aisle to aisle, interacting with
as few
people as I can
yeah.
and yeah. getting done and going home. I hate going into stores. And so, no, I'm sure that there are times that I've run into people and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And even one day I went into the chiropractor, and it was one of those days. It was cold. It was just a couple weeks ago, actually. It was cold. It was disgusting out. I threw on a sweatshirt, and then I looked down at it and I'm like, oh, this is the one where the olive oil exploded all over on it. And I didn't even notice when I put it on, because I was in a hurry because I was running late. And I walked into the chiropractor. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I look so awful. Like, I felt this need to apologize. Now, luckily, my chiropractor is awesome. And he's like, I don't care. I'm just here to adjust your back. So luckily, he's awesome. But I realized as I was looking down in the waiting room how disgusting I must have looked. I'm like, I promise the shirt is clean. It's just an olive oil disaster.
We've all been there, though.
Oh, man.
There.
And so that's when I realized that I should probably try just a tad bit harder. But yeah, that lasted like a day. Now I'm just down to the olive oil sweatshirt again. It's winter. I have a coat on it. Most of the time, you're not going to see it anyway. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to warm things up over the next few days. Brittany's going to tell us about that in just a minute. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Back on Friday night in boys' hoops, it was Sauk Prairie with a 60-46 win over Reedsburg. McFarland gets the better of Edgewood at home, 64-58, the result of that one. Then on Saturday in boys basketball, it's Baraboo with a 61-44 win over Toma. That victory moves the T-Birds to 15-3 for the season. Mount Horeb winners at home over Monroe, 74-45. Portage, a 46-43 home victory against Poinette. And McFarland, 69-46 win at home against Evansville. Girls hoops on Friday, Milton 94-51, the victory against the Baraboo Thunderbirds in Baraboo. And Wisconsin Rapids gets a home 73-66 win against Reedsburg. Boys hockey on Saturday, it was Madison West beating Sauk Prairie 4-0. And in girls hockey on Saturday, the Badger Lightning go to Beaver Dam and come back with a 4-2 victory. Quiet day around the conference with the exception of a makeup matchup for Portage. The boys basketball team is going to be taking on Adams Friendship tonight at 7:15. And the Milwaukee Bucks make it official as Doc Rivers will be the next coach of the team. In the entry press conference, he was asked why this was the right opportunity for him. And he says, quote, "You know the answer. Giannis, Dame, right there. That's the answer." He said he's excited that this team has such a great opportunity to compete for a championship immediately. Didn't seem like he was sure if he was even going to be coaching again at any point this season. But he says if you're going to jump into it at any time of the year, this is the exact group you'd want to do with it, with the best opportunity to connect and change the quickest. Rivers will make his debut as head coach tonight as the team is in Denver to face the Nuggets. They're coming off one of their best complete games of the season with a 141-117 win over the New Orleans Pelicans. Giannis dropped 30 points and had 12 boards in that game. Lillard with 26 and Brooke Lopez with 24 as well. Plus, Bobby Portis came off the bench for 20 of his own. And again, Bucks tonight in Denver, 8 o'clock is going to be the tip-off. And the Super Bowl is set. It was a defensive struggle in Game 1 yesterday in the AFC Championship game. Chiefs scored 17 points in the first half, and that was enough as their dominant defense was able to hold the Baltimore Ravens out of the end zone in that second half. And Kansas City gets yet another AFC Championship win, 17-10, the final there. They'll be challenging the 49ers after San Francisco rallies from down 17 to come back to beat the Detroit Lions 34-31, the final in that matchup. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and staying mild today as high temperatures soar to the upper 30s. More snow continues to melt and some spotty sprinkles roll in this evening. This could flip to some freezing drizzle early tomorrow morning, and then a few flurries are possible as well as winds begin to whip. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 28.
99.7
Heaven is a place on earth. There is Belinda Carlisle. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:56 right now. And a little celebrating we have to do today, Finn. Whoops, I had stuff playing in the background.
Are you playing keyboards not what we, there for a second?
I was not. That is not what is supposed to happen right now. I was pushing the wrong buttons. Things are jumping
around
on me.
You're part of a Genesis tribute band, aren't you?
Oh, man. It was supposed to be Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, Pet Shop Boys. That's
yeah. But yeah. Things are jumping on me. Things are moving. It helps when you actually know how to run a computer. That's all I'm saying.
Again,
I don't know
Mondays.
Really, I know. I don't really know what's happening right now. I've got things and oh my goodness. All right. I'm gonna try to get rid of this. All right, here we go. I think we might be good now.
All right. Fingers crossed.
I mean, it's really hard to tell at this point. But anyway, we do have some celebrating to do today. It's a Monday, so we need all the help that we can get. And of course, we're talking about our calendar days. So let's start out with Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day today. I mean, that's always a good one. I love
some good bubble wrap.
It's one of my favorite things in the world, and I love to annoy my husband when I get bubble wrap with it. When the boys were little, I taught them how to take a big roll of it and then stomp on it. And unfortunately,
Corey didn't like it.
No. And then when we moved, it actually got me into a whole lot of trouble because, you know, they thought that it was funny why we were trying to wrap things to take the roll and stomp on it. So there was that, but I love bubble wrap. It's one of my favorite things. Today is also National Carnation Day. So if you love a good carnation flower, this is your day to celebrate. Actually known as Red Carnation Day, if you want to get super specific, but honestly, I mean, they're beautiful, or they can be in a nice bouquet, so whatever color you choose. It's also Seeing Eye Dog Day today. Aren't those working dogs amazing? When we were out eating this weekend at the supper club, there was a couple that came in and they had a service dog with them, and they're just amazing to watch. They are absolutely incredible and obviously so well trained, because they have to be, but they're just cool. I think it's really cool to see service dogs in action and do what they're supposed to do, and really be another person for somebody who has some sort of anxiety or physical disability or something like that. I think they're just awesome. Let's see. It's also National Puzzle Day today. I'm not so much a puzzle fan, just saying. I get bored really easily, and then I get frustrated because I have to fit the little pieces in, you know, if you're talking like a puzzle, the epic ones that have
10,000 pieces.
I hate those. I don't have the patience for those. And then they take up a bunch of space in my house. And then what are you supposed to do with them after you put them together? And what do you do with them? Like, I know some people like to put the glue on them and keep them because they make a really pretty image. But I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this after I get them together?
You pull them apart and then you do it all over again.
See, no, I did it once. I'm good.
This is not going to happen during the